Okay, so we're back in Lust Theory. Yeah, guys, in Seton Games, you know, they were supposed to release a beach addition to the game and some extra shit, maybe some updates. And it was supposed to be Monday, and look, it's Tuesday. Where's my updates? Well, to be fair, let me just real-time look and see if there are some actual updates. Maybe I just, you know, came too early. Okay, refresh. Nope, not seeing anything. Not a thing, guys. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, it is what it is. Okay, so now we're in night. After everything that happened with Jess, I almost forgot I was planning on getting her password. There's got to be a way to find out what it is. Who knows, maybe I can guess it. I gotta try when she's not in the room, though. Well, obviously, we'll go forward. Might just light that car on fire today. I don't even know what the importance of that is. Like, it probably plays a role in another path. So, let's see. Whoops, not that way. She's in it. She's not. Jess spent so much time on this thing, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious to know just what kind of stuff she looks at. But if I'm gonna try guessing, I gotta get the password correct in 3 tries unless I want to get locked out. If Jess is definitely gonna see it, then it'll probably kill me. Then again, it's not like she'll remember what I did once the day ends. I just really don't want to test if the day repeats when I die. Alright, here goes. Incorrect password. I didn't really expect to get it on the first try anyway. Shit, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all, but I may as well finish what I started. Incorrect password. For security purposes, the system will lock down for 24 hours. Ugh, why did I expect anything else? But I suppose I could try this every day until I eventually stumbled on the right answer by accident. That could take forever, though. No, I'll need to come up with another plan for tomorrow. Maybe I'll just ask Jess while she's watching TV if I can use it. She's there each time I come back from school. I'll just lie and say my phone broke. Okay, noon living room. Should try talking to her tomorrow, so. He's just repeating the car. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
What is it? Can't you see I'm a little preoccupied right now?
I know, but it's an emergency. Would you mind if I use your laptop for a few minutes just to check my emails? I'm expecting something important from school.
Why don't you just use your phone?
I would, but I... You idiot, Grim. Why didn't you come up with an excuse earlier? I accidentally dropped it into the toilet this morning.
You dropped it into the toilet? How the hell did that happen?
It's a long story. Could I just use the laptop real quick, please?
Fine. Come on.
You follow Jessica up to her bedroom. She enters the password on her laptop and gets up.
Here.
Thanks, Jess. Jessica keeps standing over you, watching you use the laptop. Is something wrong?
Nope. I just want to make sure you aren't going to do anything I don't want you to.
You can't even give me a few minutes of privacy? Why are you so paranoid?
What's the big deal? If you're only going to look at some email from school, you shouldn't have an issue with me doing this, right?
Right. Fuck, why does she have to be so cautious? I won't be able to do anything now. Well, since I am actually trying something fishy, she's cautious for a reason. You pretend to look at some emails for a couple minutes before handing the laptop back to Jessica. Here, I'm done.
Good. Now go and get your phone fixed. I don't want this becoming a habit.
Ugh, I'll get right on it. You leave her room. Damn it, another failed attempt. I'll have to come up with another plan. Only problem is, I'm not sure how much patience I have left. Yeah, me and you both, buddy. Oh shit, well that's okay. It's not like it would have mattered. Plan B it is. I'll use the chance in the evening when she's getting dressed in her room to grab her laptop and... Are you fucking serious? No more screwing around. I need to get that password once and for all. You walk over to the laptop and pick it up.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing with that? Put it down.
Give me the password first.
What? Are you out of your damn mind? I said put it down.
Tell me the password right now or I swear to God, I'll toss it right against the wall. Holy shit, dude.
You've lost it, you know that? I always knew what a psycho you really were deep down.
Just shut up and tell me. It's your last chance. Don't think I won't do it.
Fine. I'll tell you. It's Marilyn 93.
Marilyn 93? What the fuck is that?
None of your business. Just put it down already, you fool. You'll probably still end up breaking it by accident.
Let's see. You enter the password into the laptop. It works. Good, you weren't lying. You then begin leaving the bedroom.
All that and you aren't even gonna look at it. You do know I'm just gonna change the password, right?
Yep. Not that it'll matter. I'll check what's on her laptop tomorrow around noon and her password will work just fine.
What a dumbass.
Oh, we have, Okay. If only it would stop somehow, anyhow. Okay. Bingo, it works. Now to see exactly what she's been looking at. Going through her browsing history, I'm a little surprised at how boring the stuff she looks at is. There's nothing interesting here at all. Wait a second, this is kind of weird. Looks like Jess has been spending a lot of time recently looking at stuff about acting classes. I had no idea she was even interested in that kind of thing. Jessica doing acting? Honestly, I can't see it. That requires a degree of dedication I hardly think she's capable of.
What the hell are you doing? Get off that!
Shit, I didn't even hear her coming. Plus, she shouldn't be back in her room before evening.
How did you even get into it? There's no way you could have figured out what my password is.
I swear I found it like this. I was just in the middle of turning it off right before you came in. Hopefully she buys that line of bullshit.
I can't tell if you're lying to me or not, but I guess it is plausible that I forgot to turn it off myself. So, if you're not lying, thanks.
You're welcome. Oh good, she didn't lose her shit. God, she's naive. I suppose now would be the best time to sneak in the stuff about the acting classes.
Did you want something else? You're creeping me out with that blank stare of yours.
Actually, there's one other thing I wanted to talk about.
What is it?
Well, when I found your laptop on, it wasn't just on the desktop. You had a website open.
Oh, God. Did he see what I think he did? I don't know what you found, but it was probably nothing important. Sometimes I just look at random stuff when I get bored.
Oh, that makes sense, because I was thinking how weird it was that you, of all people, would be looking and taking acting classes.
Yeah, it's pretty... Wait. Why would that be weird? Not that it matters, obviously.
Well, it's weird because as far as I know, you've never expressed any interest in doing something like that.
So? Is 26 too old to suddenly get an interest in acting? Hypothetically, I'm asking this, of course.
A little. Don't most people get into it, like, when they're kids?
Yeah, but not all of them. How do you know I don't have a natural gift for it?
We still talking in hypotheticals? Because you sound a lot more invested in the idea of being an actor than someone who was just humoring the idea of it out of boredom.
You know what? Forget it. Let's not talk about this anymore.
Are you sure? You don't want to discuss the craft of acting, perhaps?
No, I do not, you sarcastic little asshole.
Fair enough. Maybe later.
Don't hold your breath.
You leave Jessica's room. It was probably a good idea not to push her on the subject anymore. I could sense she was starting to become insecure. What I should do is bring it up to her on my own while she's watching TV tomorrow. Plus, if I just add a healthy dose of flattery too, I'm positive it'll get even more out of her. Also, I should probably reset the day first. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Please smite that car! Okay. Well, we're doing that. Anything good on TV?
Not really.
Don't you get sick of it?
Yeah, but it's not like there's anything better to do at this time of day. Though, I'd be lying if I didn't admit I get some enjoyment out of watching terrible TV.
What makes it so terrible?
Don't know. Maybe it's the acting.
Ah, I see. Sometimes you wonder how these people got the gig to begin with. I mean, I think even you could do a better job than a lot of them.
What do you mean, even?
Huh?
You said even I could do a better job. Are you implying that I'd be a bad actor?
No, not at all. I was thinking the opposite, actually. Even though you're completely untrained, I still have a feeling you could do a half-decent job.
You think?
And she's on the hook. Definitely. Obviously. I'm no expert, but I always thought you'd be a natural at it.
Wow, thanks. You know, actually, never mind.
What is it? You can tell me.
I was just gonna say how funny it is that you'd say that, that I'd be a natural.
Why is that funny?
Because, promise you won't laugh at me?
You sit down. Ugh, I swear I won't laugh at you.
Well, lately I've actually been thinking about dabbling in a little acting, just for fun, you know?
You're kidding? You're kidding. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's not something I really feel comfortable talking about, but since you said what you did.
Yeah, it's not something I really feel comfortable talking about, but since you said what you did. I'm glad you told me. That actually sounds like a really great idea. How far have you gone into researching this?
Not really too far. I found some places nearby that teach classes, but I don't think I have the guts to dive into that just yet.
Not really too far. I think I found some I'm not gonna read what she just said. Fair enough. Maybe you could practice a little at home first. Hell, I'd even run some lines with you if you want.
I don't know. The last thing I want to do is embarrass myself. Especially around you. I know what a shit-stirrer you are.
Not as bad as you think I am.
That remains to be seen.
Your mother enters the living room.
This is a strange sight.
What do you mean?
The two of you sitting on the couch, talking. I don't know how long it's been since I saw that. Well, it's been long since he wasn't annoying.
Hey.
So, what are you guys talking about?
Jess was just telling me about how she wants to try doing some acting.
Hey!
What?
I didn't want anyone to know that. It was already bad enough that I told you. Acting, huh? I never knew you were into that sort of thing. Don't you think you should be worrying about getting a real job before fantasizing about something like that? I will get a real job! For fuck's sake, stop hounding me about it!
Whoa, calm down, Jess.
Go to hell. You just always have to open your big stupid mouth and ruin everything, don't you?
What's the big deal?
Just forget it. This is the last time I confide to you about anything.
Sheesh, sorry. Jessica goes upstairs. Was it really wrong of me to tell Mother about it? Maybe I should keep that information to myself next time. Bloop. Hold on.
Hey.
Yeah, nothing worth repeating. Just boring small talk, really.
Yeah, what he said. Actually, I can barely even remember what we said. It was that uninteresting. If you say so.
She walks away.
Thanks for not telling her about this. I'm sure it would have just led to her hounding me about how I need to get my head out of the clouds and find a real job.
You're welcome, but give her a break. She's just worried about you.
I know, but I'm always hearing the same thing from her over and over again. It can start to get on your nerves.
Tell me about it. If only you knew what I was dealing with. Anyway, like I said before Mother interrupted us, I'm always down to help you out if you need it. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll both be big movie stars.
God, wouldn't that be something? But thanks for the offer. I may just take you up on it one day.
The door's always open. You get off the couch. See ya.
Bye.
Megan's not talking. Maybe I can get Zoe to tell me. Oh, well, hold on. That's the wrong one. We're not on that story yet. I'm out of ideas on what to do with Jess. Maybe I'll try something with Megan in the meantime. Oh, well, we're going to Megan. Okay, you gotta find Zoe. So to do that... school be closed. Just ignore it. Just fuck. All right. Oh, hold on. I should do one more thing. Alright. Don't need to talk to them right now. See, that ain't gonna work. Can't decide what's worse anymore, waking up to this shit or not waking up ever again. Alright. So this is going to be a lot of trial and error. Okay, so not there. Can't go in there. Can't go there. Yeah, that's a little hard. I don't know where Zoe is. Definitely not gonna find her at night. What's that? Did you hear me? Did I hear you right, Mr. Carr? You want me to fuck you up with a baseball bat? Okay. Man, I might literally need a fucking walkthrough for this game. Don't need to talk to her now. Can't talk to them right now. Thing happens the same during class. Can't talk to the teacher. You wait until Megan leaves the classroom and walk up to the teacher. Hey, teach.
Need something? Teach. Ugh.
Not really. I just saw you sitting here alone and thought you might want some company.
You thought wrong. If you don't need anything, move along.
Oh, don't be like that. What you doing there? Cold as always.
Well, I'm trying to grade papers.
Wouldn't it be easier in the teacher's lounge?
Not a chance.
That's a weird response. Why is that?
Because Melanie is there.
Melanie, the art teacher?
Yes.
What's your problem with her?
She's too hyper.
In a sarcastic and mocking accent, she imitates Melanie.
Hey, I just had a really, like, fulfilling yoga session. You should really try it. It'd do, like, so much for your extra fat.
Lucky for us both, I didn't have a gun on me. Except that foam one.
Sounds harsh. Isn't she really liked by almost everyone?
Not everyone.
You're not alone. The way she talks brings actual physical harm to my brain. As if you just gave her money, her face lights up.
Right? I cannot fathom how anyone tolerates the way she talks for over a minute. Luckily, I don't have to listen to her whole classes. Kind of feel bad about the students who do.
Like I said, I don't think they really mind it.
Considering the way she looks and acts, I'm not surprised.
Not really surprised that high schooler is like a semi-slutty teacher.
Did you just call a teacher slutty?
Oh, no, I... You were messing with me, huh?
Maybe. But you're right. All she has is her youth and her looks.
But looks aren't everything. If they were, you'd be a lot more popular than her.
What? What?
Oh, okay.
For some reason, this sounds like I only beat her in looks.
Well, I mean, you're better looking than her.
For some reason, this sounds like I only beat her in looks.
No, it's not like that. I meant that her attitude is a lot more popular with boys.
Yeah, it still doesn't sound like a compliment.
How about I phrase it this way, then? I think it takes a certain level of maturity to realize how much better you are than her. With visible shock on her face, she laughs.
Nice save there.
Thanks, I guess.
I gotta admit, you did.
She's interrupted by her phone sounding off.
Ooh, one sec.
She looks at her phone and you can tell her mood shifts.
Fucking... Excuse my language.
Haha, I don't mind. Something wrong?
Men are all dirty, cheating pieces of shit. That's what's wrong.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Sorry, I'm just blowing off steam. It's nothing that you should concern yourself with.
It's okay, I'm here if you want to talk.
Thanks, but it's adult problems.
I'm 20, not 12. Come on, lay it on me.
Doesn't matter. I gotta go.
Hold on. Hold on, aren't you gonna finish grading the papers?
I'll do it in the teacher's lounge.
She gets up and grabs the papers. Seriously, you'd rather put up with Melanie than stay here? She's uncomfortable. Maybe I can use this to my advantage. It's okay, we can pretend the thing with the phone didn't happen.
Thanks.
No problem. I couldn't let you go to that torture chamber with Melanie.
I appreciate the compassion.
She sits back down at her desk. So we need a new topic to talk about.
Actually, I should get to grading these papers. You already took a lot of my time.
Is my company that awful?
No. As a matter of fact, you're more enjoyable than I would have thought.
Are my ears deceiving me? Was I just complimented?
Is that such a surprise?
When's the last time you complimented a student?
Changing subjects. You ready for the upcoming exam?
I knew all the answers to your pop quiz, so yeah. And don't change the subject. Am I actually the first student you ever complimented?
No. I gotta go to the bathroom.
Flustered, she leaves the classroom in a hurry. That was a really weird reaction. And I wonder what that text was about. It has to be related to that boyfriend of hers. I saw him pick her up from time to time. A few moments pass as you just sit there thinking about what just happened. Suddenly, she comes back into the classroom. You're back soon.
I forgot my cell.
Oh, I think it's on the table.
Yeah, here it is.
She picks the phone up and swiftly leaves the classroom. She did seem to be in a bad mood all day long. Maybe something happened in the morning. I should check the teacher's lounge in the morning before class tomorrow. Watch out! In the corner of your eye, you notice a ball flying towards your head. Wow, nice reflexes, bro. Have you, by any chance, seen Zoe around? You asking because of the party? It's gonna be lit, bro. Have you or have you not? Let me think. It's like I asked him to explain why you can't divide by zero. I think I saw her enter the girls' locker room. Great, thanks, bye. You start leaving. So you going to that party tomorrow? Tomorrow? Yeah, sure. What's so funny about tomorrow? Oh, nothing. You walk away. Weird that they just have a girls' locker room. There's like no boys' locker room. It's just straight up, this door is the girls' locker room.
Hey, where do you think you're going? If I remember correctly, you're not a girl. Don't let me see you here again. Perv?
I almost did that. I almost...
Don't let me see...
Don't assume my gender!
Shit. They warned us about this on the last few teacher meetings. I don't want a lawsuit on my ass. Sorry. Forget I said anything. Fuck. I wish it was still the 90s.
She turns around and walks away. I can't believe that worked. What's she doing here anyway? Almost everyone already left.
Oh?
Shit, sorry.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to ask you something. Her boobs are so distracting.
Yeah? What?
About Megan.
Huh?
She's hiding something.
Oh, that.
Could you tell me where it is? Or what it is, rather?
Why don't you ask her?
I tried, believe me.
Then it looks like she doesn't want you to know.
Can't you just give me a hint or something?
I'll do you one better. I'll tell you what the big secret is.
Wow, really? Thanks.
But I have a few conditions.
Sure, anything.
First of all, you can't ever tell her that you know. She told me only, so if you tell her, she'll know I spilled it. And she'll probably try to kill me.
Fine, deal.
Secondly, I'll need your help with this.
Wow.
What do you think?
I can't believe she's showing me her boobs. She actually wants something with me.
Are they too small?
No, they're perfect.
You really think so? What about from this angle?
Fine. Still perfect. I wish I could touch them.
Yeah,
I can see. You're not lying. There's a bigger bulge than I expected in his pants.
Gulp. Sorry. Zoe puts her bra back on. Wait, that's it?
What did you think? What?
I mean, you invited me to the party, and you don't want me to invite Megan with us? And now you showed me your so I thought...
What?
That you're attracted to me?
Oh! No, we've been friends since we were 5. You got the wrong picture. I mean, I get it. I didn't really explain it to you. Wait, are you attracted to me?
What? Poof, no, of course not.
I don't think the bulge on your pants would agree with that statement. Okay, so let me explain. At the party, there's gonna be a guy that I've had a crush on for some time now. We exchanged a few messages, and I think he's interested in me. Maybe. I'm not sure, so I thought I'd ask you to come with me, and that we'd pretend we were hooking up. That way, I'll see if he's jealous, and if he really is interested. And I wanted to ask you because you're kind of good-looking, and I've known you since we were kids. If that even makes sense.
That's what I call being deep in the friend zone. Oh, now I get it. You really should have explained it better.
Yeah. So, what do you say? Will you help me?
Sure, I'll go with you, but what do you mean by pretend we're hooking up?
I don't know. We could make out at the party, and you could grab my perfect boobs. If that's okay with you.
Okay, I'm down, but don't forget, we'll only be pretending. So don't get any crazy ideas, ha ha ha.
I could say the same. And thanks for doing this.
Don't mention it. I'll get to make out with her and grab her boobs, I'm not complaining. Only if this damn day stops repeating, though. Plus, it could get awkward since we've been friends for so long. One more question. Why did you show me your boobs just now?
Oh, I was just a bit insecure with their size. So I wanted an honest opinion from a friend. And I got one from you. And you're... If it didn't get stiff so fast, maybe I would have even let you touch them.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, you missed your chance.
Missed my chance? You said that I wanted to touch them anyway. Fuck yeah, I wanted to touch
them.
Don't
be salty. You'll get another chance tomorrow at the party. But over my clothes.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get another chance today.
So to recap, you can't tell Megan under any circumstance, and you're going to the party with me. We got a deal?
Yeah, we got a deal.
Okay, I can't believe I'm telling you this. Megan told me she had, dreams.
Dreams? The big secret is some dumb dream? Maybe I should have listened to her when she said girls blow everything out of proportion.
This is so dumb. I really shouldn't be telling you this.
We had a deal, didn't we? So tell me.
I don't know. I'm having second thoughts about this. I promised her.
Just tell me.
Spit
it out already.
Fine. She dreamt she was having sex with you.
What?
She's been having this reoccurring dream almost every night for the last month or so that she was having sex with you.
What? Why?
How am I supposed to know why? She doesn't know why either. It could be because of puberty, hormones, estrogen, who knows?
Oh, that conversation about hormones makes more sense now.
And don't you ever dare tell her I told you anything.
I won't tell her, trust me. What am I supposed to make of this?
Yeah, I believe you. That'd be an awkward conversation.
Yeah, so that's the reason she wouldn't tell me no matter how hard I tried. Makes sense.
Anyways, I'm gonna go take a shower and go for a swim. Wanna join me in the shower?
You messing with me?
Yeah, I'm messing with you. Oh, and thanks once again for the confidence boost.
No problem. Enjoy the swim. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we definitely got somewhere in this. We got a little further with Jessica. Started talking to the teacher and found Zoe. So now things are going to start happening, I think. This is a slow burn, guys. Let's see. Oh, now we have Zoe's story. Answer the phone in your room in the morning before you talk to her. I did that. Oh shit, well, it doesn't matter. Check the teacher's lounge in the morning. So there's a lot to do. I'm on 5 of 7. Still 2 other people we don't have yet. Maybe we'll get them later. I like how the story kind of evolves the more people you talk to. So that's kind of cool. I like the way they've built this. But yeah, guys, hopefully we'll get that update. I mean, sometime before Christmas would be nice, right? Don't forget, we're playing 2 in Seton games now because we're also playing Return to Mia. So you're getting Lust Theory at no additional charge, I guess. It's free because we were already working on it. Of course, everything is pretty much free here at Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy, but if you want to support me, there's the options. There's plenty of options. There's options on BitChute. There's options on MGTOW.TV. So if you want to give me a little bit for my trouble, it would be awesome. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory.